As some clothing chains have suffered, the world's four largest brands have cemented their lead by pursuing different strategies. Two American retailers, TJ Maxx and Ross, sell discounted items bearing designer labels, usually from previous seasons. Two European retailers, H&M and Zara, sell own-label clothes in the latest styles, constantly updating their ranges. Zara remains the leading innovator in fast fashion, introducing more than 18,000 designs each year and producing them within an average of 3 weeks. Gap is trying to catch up. Its lower-price Old Navy chain, led by a veteran of H&M, is relatively nimble. For example, Old Navy chooses the same fabric for several styles of garment, monitors which styles sell best, then adjusts production accordingly. Art Peck, Gap's chief executive, is now using Old Navy's strategy as a template for the group's Gap and Banana Republic chains. Results will begin to appear next year. By then, Primark will be a more serious threat, and not just to Gap. Maureen Hinton of Conlamino, a retail consultant, argues that Primark has a winning combination. Cool clothes, attractive stores, and most important, rock-bottom prices. In Britain, the average selling price of women's clothes at H&M was £10.69 for the year to May 10th, according to Sanford C. Bernstein, a research firm. At Primark, the average selling price was £3.87. For ASOS, a young and hitherto vigorous online fashion retailer, such bargains are hard to match. The need to keep cutting prices and stay competitive has forced ASOS to issue a series of profit warnings. And on September 2nd, the British firm's founder and chief executive, Nick Robertson, resigned.